This is Shockwave News Live. You can find me online at shockwavenews.net. Also right here on Podomatic. That's podomatic.com/shockwavenews. And also on Twitter. That's twitter.com/shockwavenews1. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, folks, your donations are also greatly welcome and appreciated. Let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's date is Friday, June 11th, 2021. And the headline reads as follows. Pfizer cut corners, slashed quality standards to produce COVID vaccine at warp speed. Okay, let's see what this is going to be. Let me pick this apart. Let's dive into it, folks. The website, trial news site, has obtained eye-opening documents that shows that the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer cut corners, slashed quality standards to rush through its Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine into production at warp speed. Remember, folks, President Trump, when he was president, he had talked about that and talked about that. Warp speed. We're going to get this done and we're going to distribute this. And this is going to be warp speed. That's all he talked about there in the last 60 to 90 days there. And then with the distribution. Now, the person occupying the White House, Joe Biden, he hasn't done a very good job of getting out the vaccine. And again, the elites are hoping that they can get at least 70% participation. They really want 90%. They want to kill off 90% of us, but they want 70%. And so Joe Biden is out there, him and his administration, pushing this crap so that they can get 70%. If possible, and it's just not going to be possible here in the United States, participation rate. So, and they know eventually when they pull the switch that they can start killing everybody off because of the mRNA and everything, the spike proteins in the shot that's ended up causing blood clots, which essentially, in a long story short, can possibly shut down your immune system and cause the immune system to turn on itself. So again, let's get into the article here. And again, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, and I only bring you this information as a public service announcement. And again, I'm not going to recommend any medical advice or anything like that. But again, folks, I have to say that for a disclaimer, because I do this for free. This is a public service announcement. All of my podcasts are basically treated the same way. I do it because of the love of what I do. I've been doing this for a little while now, and I just simply love this. I love podcasting. I love talking to people. I love getting information out, alternative information out, so that you can help your family and decide if you want to take this poison, if you want to take this shot, and what you need to do, what information you need before you go and you get this shot. So that's my job, you know, and it's free of charge as always. I don't get a dime out of this. Never did, never will. I'm just doing this because I love this and this is my passion and I love serving everybody that follows me. So let's get into it here. Pfizer and its German partner, it's BioNTech. BioNTech's, of course, in Germany, failed to thoroughly examine the blood distribution and pharmacy Koenig's issues related to the experimental gene therapy prior to submitting it to the European Medicines Agency, or in Europe, it's the EMA, for review. And now we know they bypassed that. The biodistribution studies design test where an injected compound travels through the body upon release, particularly with its regards to vital organs and tissues. The purpose is to determine where the vaccine ends up so we know how people will react to it. Yeah, that's common sense. Okay. Instead of conducting a real one, through, Pfizer cut some corners, used a surrogate mRNA injection that produces a luciferin or luciferase protein rather than the BN2-162B2 variety that actually is being administered to the public. No traditional biodistribution studies have been done and performed with the vaccine candidate BNT162B2. The EMA reviewers admitted about Pfizer's fraudulent reactions. Well, right there, let me stop. Okay, Pfizer says one thing, Pfizer does another thing. They bring another thing to market. The experimental vaccine, you're the guinea pig. Okay, I'm just going to say that, you know. People fall for this shit all the time, folks, and I try to wake people up, and I'm doing my damnedest. I'm doing the best I can with limited resources here, and people fall for this, and they keep falling for this, and they listen to commercials, they listen to news, they listen to friends that are afraid, and they listen to the fear porn, they listen to all these friggin' idiots, and I do mean idiots, because God made you a special way. God made you, if you believe in God, God made you, our Creator, Almighty God, He made you so the body fights off disease, the body fights off germs, the body can fight off infection. And something with a 0.0000001% chance of getting a virus. I'll take my chances with the elements. I've been doing that for over 50 years. I'm in good shape. I'm fine, thank you. I'll pass on this damn shot. Okay. Good laboratory practice, or GLP, is a set of principles intended to ensure the quality and integrity of non-clinical laboratory studies based on are used as the basis for research and marketing permits for products regulated by government agencies, explains the defender. The newsletter of the Children's Health Fund, that's CHD. The term GLP is commonly associated with pharmaceutical industry and required non-clinical animal testing that must be performed prior to approval of a new drug product. Instead, they didn't do it. Pfizer lied about the COVID vaccine trials to rush out a dangerous injection. Yes, they did, folks. Yes, they did. Did they lie? 110%. The trial founder and CEO, Daniel O'Connor, says that Pfizer basically was trying to accelerate the vaccine development timeline to get its injection on the market as quickly as possible. This is what it was expected from Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed. The implications of these findings of Pfizer was trying to accelerate the vaccine development's timeline based on pressures of the pandemic, O'Connor is quoted as saying. Let me stop right there. I want to explain something to you folks. This is how the real world operates, okay? This is exactly how. I'm going to nail it right here. They wanted to get it out. They were under pressure. This is what the CEO, this O'Connor, Daniel O'Connor, is blaming Trump. They wanted to get it out. Okay, fine. What's going on is you have stockholders and shareholders in the company in Pfizer, okay? You have stockholders and shareholders in that company. They're wanting to rush this shit show poison out to the public, out to the world, to get it out for ROI. In case those people don't know what ROI is and never been in business, it's a return on investment. This is exactly what it is. And who's the guinea pig? Who's the stock? Who's the lab rats? You are, if you're taking this damn thing. That's what you have to understand. These suckers, folks, don't give a rat's ass about you and your family and your kids, your mom and your dad or your great-grandparents. They don't give a fuck. I'm just going to say it. They don't give one fuck whatsoever. Anything happens to you, they have, at least in this country and almost in every other country, these pharmaceuticals make you sign an agreement. And in that agreement is to absorb them of all liabilities. Basically, it's a liability agreement. They sign that with the country. In this case, it would be the president of your country or prime minister, king, queen, wherever the heck you guys live, anywhere in the world. They make you sign a disclosure, and in that disclosure, they have complete zero liability. Something happens to you, you have 3 out of 4 members in your family get the shot, 2 out of 3 end up dying, and 1 has brain damage for the rest of his or her life. Guess what? There's not a damn fucking thing you can do. And they're laughing their ass off as the stockholders are making millions of billions of trillions of dollars here, folks. And who's the jackass? Who's the dumbass? We are, because we're listening to these people, okay? We're listening to these people that want to kill us, absolutely positively want to take us out and kill us, depopulate us. The challenge is that the process, such good laboratory practices, are paramount importance for quality and ultimate patient safety. Of such important steps are skipped, the risk-benefit analysis would need to be compelling. Even genetic repurposed drugs have a established history of safety and effectiveness for some other use that must go through even more studies to prove their worth, O'Connor says. And there again, this guy's Pfizer CEO. Pfizer, however, was given more discretion with radically new life science-based technologies. While it's not a normal standards a practice for the EMA to disclose the assessment of investigational new drug submissions, Pfizer's Chinese virus injection came with no results from blood biodistribution studies that were included in its public EMA summary. The method Pfizer used in trials was, of course, inadequate and made it appear that the injection's components remained much smaller in a smaller area than they actually do in real world, as the EMA document states. Biodistribution, several literature reports indicate an LPN-formulated RNAs can distribute rather non-specifically through several organs, including spleen, heart, kidneys, lung, and brain. In line, the results from the newly transmitted 185-350 indicate a broader biodistribution pattern. Folks, that's it right there. Like, share, subscribe. That's all I can say. It's nothing surprises me anymore. You used to be able to fool me, but nothing fools me anymore. Not one single damn thing. I've had relatives on a personal note jump up and down and be excited about taking this. And I just said, well, you know, I guess I'll be going to a lot of funerals in Michigan. You know, I live here in Central Florida. And of course, a lot of people at some point in time will start to have some serious, serious problems. They rushed this through. They did not take the precautions. They did not follow the procedures. Normally, it takes a drug to go to market. They'll do testing anywhere from 5 to 10 years, sometimes even 15 years or more, before they even bring it. The FDA will approve anything and bring it to market. These friggin' drugs here in the United States aren't even approved by the FDA. But Pfizer would have you believe that they're safe. And even Pfizer representatives won't take the Pfizer BioNTech drug. You know why? Because they don't want to die. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, this is Shockwave News Live. Be well, be safe. And most importantly, folks, thank you for listening. God bless you and your families. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.